love cheese. I 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 really love the cheese. I love Swiss and jalapeno jack. I would love cheese from Iran or Iraq.
Well, hello.
Hello, everyone.
It's Belle here, and I have Tom like a bomb with me.
That's me.
That's him. So Tom and I learned that we have a love of cheese, a mutual shared love of cheese. So we wanted to talk about cheese and all of the intricacies of that, and some fun little things about cheese and how it relates to other aspects of sensory enjoyment, I suppose.
And what aspects would those be, Belle?
Do you want me to just launch right into it, Tom?
It's your show.
It's my show. I mean, you're on my show. Well, I have a bowl of cheese with me.
Lucky you. I am.
Are you jealous of my bowl of cheese?
I am.
Okay. I have a bowl of cheese, and I hope I can tell which is which because I didn't really separate them out very well. And then I also have a glass of wine that goes really well with the cheese. And this is going to make some noises. Maybe I should just be a little more careful. Also, there, that's better. So I wanted to start a discussion with you.
Yes.
And if you would be so kind to indulge me.
I would be happy to.
What are your What are your thoughts on blue cheese? Because that's mostly what I have in this bowl right here, which we will discuss.
Because you are a woman of exquisite taste.
Is that so? Okay.
My thoughts on
well thanks.
My thoughts on blue cheese, in short, are that I fucking love it. Oh God.
Good. I'm glad you're a team blue cheese, because so
100%.
I feel like there are two camps. There's like team blue cheese and team fuck no blue cheese.
Yeah, it's something you feel strongly about one way or the other, to be sure.
And I always, and maybe this is just a generalization for me, I feel like the people who don't like blue cheese tend to be possibly less adventurous food-wise. Have you felt the same way, or people that you're friends with or in your life, do you find that to be true?
I think there may be some correlation there, certainly.
Okay.
Although I do have people I know who are not fans of blue cheese, but I would it would be ludicrously unfair of me to characterize them as not culinarily adventurous, so.
Okay. I don't know. I think as a whole, maybe my experiences with people, or they tend to be kind of like hamburger with cheese, nothing else, things like that. And then they don't like blue cheese. So I guess that is unfair to say. That's why I wanted a different perspective on it. As far as blue cheese goes, what is it about it that you find the most appealing? That's a hard question, I know, but
I don't mind.
A hard question about a soft cheese.
Quite.
Yes. So. Please. Let me know.
Well, it's the depth of the flavor, I suppose. The earthiness, the richness, the creaminess. It's an intense flavor. And I like that. I like intense flavors. I like something that I like bold flavors.
You like it to like linger in your mouth a bit?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because if it's good, why would I want it to end any sooner than it has to?
Right. And I think that blue cheeses also have sort of a sharpness to them.
Oh, definitely.
Which I was going to get to, because I have, and if I can remember what I bought here. I know I have a Roquefort. Have you had Roquefort before? Do you know?
I have, yeah.
You have? Okay. Roquefort, so I can do a tasting.
Please. I would love to hear that.
Okay, so does everyone, do you want to hear me masticate? Okay. I had to, I'm
Don't know
sorry.
if they allow content like that on Backstage, Belle.
It's so creamy. It tastes so good in my mouth. Okay. That was definitely the Roquefort. And it's creamy and it's very salty. And it's got a slight sharpness to it on the end that's very blue cheesy, but it's not. I would say this is more like a gateway blue cheese. This isn't what you think of when you think of like the harder blue cheeses, which we will talk
Oh
about.
yes. We're going to get into the hard stuff, kids. So.
Are we gonna get into the hard stuff? Well, I like it hard. So,
Do you now?
So this is definitely, I mean, I like hard and soft cheeses. I like, I can handle semi-soft too, but this is definitely a softer, creamier, more easily palatable blue cheese if you're not used to that Roquefort.
A little bit more
I guess I
sedate in
should.
the funk department.
Yeah, it's not as funky as some others that we might discuss. Let me do a little quick Google search to explain. So Roquefort is from the south of France, and it's a little bit like Gorgonzola. It's not, and then it's like it, but it's like as well known as Gorgonzola, basically. And the description is it's white, tangy, crumbly, and slightly moist with distinctive veins and blue mold. The mold is what I like the best.
Absolutely.
It is tangy. But I think that the creaminess and the tanginess are really well balanced. And I actually have a glass of wine
Lucky
here
you.
that I'm going to drink. Okay. So, along with my cheese, I have a glass of Picpoul, which is a young French white wine. It's kind of slightly
You like them, you
I like him young.
like them young in French, huh?
younger than me. Young in French. Well, mais oui. But
Zut alors.
I am zut alors, but it's slightly mineralic. Is that a word? Slightly it's got a mineral taste to it, so it's not sweet, and it goes really, really well with cheese. It doesn't matter the cheese; it goes really well with blue cheese. And I also have another French cheese here that I'll talk about in a minute. That's not a blue cheese; it's a goat
But we like
cheese,
it anyway.
but I guess we won't kick it out of
For being spread
bed.
on crackers.
I mean, we like to spread, don't we? So. So that cheese is what I just had. Now I also have a cheese that is called Bailey Hayden, and it's from the US, and I forget where it's from, so excuse me while I type and be really let's see. Bailey Hazen, sorry, Bailey Hazen blue cheese. It's from Vermont, which is known for mostly cheddar here in the United States. And this blue cheese is completely different. So,
And I've not had this one, so
let
I
me.
am extra curious to hear your reactions to it.
Okay. Well, let me masticate some in front of you.
Please.
Okay. So, this one, when you have an aged cheese that has like the little crystals in it,
Yeah.
this definitely has those crystals in
Ooh,
it.
nice.
It tastes, it's got like a little bit of crunch, so it's got the crystals. It's very sharp.
Awesome.
This is, yeah, I think
I've
so.
never I've never
Some
met a
people might
cheese
not
I
like
felt was
it.
too sharp, so
Well, this one's super sharp,
Awesome.
like a knife, and it's also kind of nutty. And it's not salty or creamy. It's a little bit drier, and not tangy at all. So it's really, Yeah, it's super dry on the back end too. And there's some bite to it, man. But it's good. Mm. And I bet if I take a sip of this wine. Yeah, that goes really well together. Wow. So the mineral quality of this Peak Pool goes really, really well with that cheese. That
makes sense, yeah.
So we're coming together, United States and France. The other cheese I have you ever had Boucheron?
Boucheron.
Mm. Boucheron, have you? It's, I believe it's a cow, sorry, I believe it's a goat's milk.
Oh.
And it's French.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I do also it usually like comes goat's like a milk cheeses of various varieties, and yeah, I remember that one now.
It's usually comes in a little wheel.
Mm.
Let's see. It's from the 1830s in France. It is a goat cheese, and it's usually like in a long log, and you'll get kind of slices of that log, so it'll come in like a little circle.
Yeah.
And it's semi-aged, and so the outer rind is edible, and part of the inner part is a little more crumbly than the outside part. Mm. That's a little bit creamier.
I always like it when you can eat the rind.
So, You like the rind semi-firm?
Mm-hmm.
You like it uncut and semi-firm?
Oh, God.
Sorry. So I'm going to taste this one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I will say, while I masticate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you better be masticating.
So this is what... Mm-hmm. You're listening to me masticate?
It would be such a waste to just swallow the cheese whole. Yeah.
This is one of my favorite types of cheeses, semi-firm cheeses,
mm-hmm.
which means that part of it is crumbly and soft, and then the rest of it's firm. There's also one I like a lot called Cana de Oveja, if I'm saying that right, and it's a Spanish cheese. It's a lot like this, but it's a sheep's milk, and it's so tasty.
I don't know that one, but
oh
I
my
want
god,
to.
It's so good. If you want to get to know that cheese, it's a sexy fucking cheese.
Sounds like it.
But this one also tastes really good. Goat's milk cheese with this Peak Pool. And it's Peak Pool de Pinay. Probably saying it wrong.
Mm.
My pronunciation's not right. But if you're French.
I'm not in a position to correct you, so.
No? What position do you need to be in to correct me?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I think I should drink more of that.
Be my guest.
So, thanks, Tom. I just want to keep eating cheese. So,
I like this plan.
Okay. Another one that I wish that I had with me is Stilton.
Mm-hmm.
Which we should definitely talk about Stilton.
We should definitely talk about Stilton.
So you've had Stilton.
I have.
And Stilton's an English cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very well known. And it's very stinky.
Extremely.
But it's one of my favorite blue cheeses.
For that reason.
And I'm still chewing and talking, which is really great. Masticating and talking. Like, it's like ramble tapping. So, Stilton's really funky. Super, super, super funky. Mm-hmm. You get
funky, farmhouse. Funky, funky, fresh, one might say.
Funky, funky, fresh. You get the funk. You get the farm. You get cow. You get manure. It's almost...
Which sounds bad, but it really isn't in that context.
It sounds bad, but I mean, if you like beer and farmhouse ales, it's kind of the same thing. When you take a big whiff of it,
exactly.
You can smell this whole funky, grassy, kind of fermented almost taste to it.
Mm.
And I kind of correlate it.
What do you correlate it with, Belle?
Well, I know we discussed before, but we're just going to spring it on them. I kind of correlate it to anal. So I wonder sometimes.
I'm shocked.
Oh my God.
I'm scandalized.
I kind of wonder sometimes if people who like Stilton are more prone to enjoying anal or rimming or anything with the butt, because there's something very animalistic about this cheese and something really primal. And I'm not saying you can't like these sexual things if you like this cheese, but for some reason, I feel like there's some sort of a correlation. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could do a poll. So, hey, if you're listening and you like Stilton and you like anal, just tell me you like both. Or if you don't and you do, or just help me out here for scientific purposes. I'm very, very curious.
We're trying to foster knowledge here, people. Come on.
Yeah, this is for science. This is research purposes. What are your thoughts on cheese and anal? Butt stuff and blue cheese.
Well, I certainly love blue cheese, and it is,
okay.
I think, pretty well documented at this point how I feel about various anal activities.
I think I've heard some things about you liking anal activities. Okay, well, noted.
Pretty sure.
So what do you like?
Pretty sure there are some recordings to that effect.
Touche. Or tushy. So what do you like about Stilton? Tell me. Please tell me. Why eat more cheese?
Well, everything would be the short answer, but it really is. It's the funk. I love the funk. Just like you said with farmhouse ales, it's the same thing. It's that complex, deep flavor that just, I love it.
Can you make that noise for me one more time? Yeah, that's a great noise. You can make it one more time? Thanks for humoring me.
My pleasure.
Oh, no, my pleasure. I need more wine. I don't really have any more questions about funky cheeses or anal or yummy sex noises. But is there a cheese that you would recommend to our listeners right now that they might not have heard of, or that maybe I haven't had, because you need to try Cana de Oveja or Caña de Oveja?
I absolutely do. That's
definitely
certainly going on my list.
Spanish sheep's milk. And get back to me when you have it and tell me
how right I am. I will be very happy to tell you how right you are when that time comes.
Fantastic.
So I'm sure I will like it.
I hope so.
As for one I would recommend, I know. Red Leicester, which is another English cheese.
Okay.
It's, if you like cheddars, and especially like really strongly flavored ones, Red Leicester is just, it's got a lot of the same savoriness, I guess I'd say.
Okay.
But it's a little bit smoother, and I just really like it. And I would...
Red Leicester, okay.
I would recommend that to just about anyone as a cheese to try if you have not.
I think I've seen Leicester, but I don't think I've seen Red Leicester. Are they the same thing?
I don't know that I've actually seen regular Leicester. Maybe that's
okay.
There must be some distinction.
Maybe the supermarkets in my area don't like to use adjectives. I will keep a lookout, though. And then maybe I can buy some and we can talk about cheese again.
I certainly hope so.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tom, for talking cheese with me.
Thank you for having me, Belle.
It is. Oh, you're so welcome. I hope everybody enjoyed, and tell me what you think about cheeses, or what cheeses you'd like us to try, or me to try, or Tom to try. And Stilton and anal, you know, that's the big question mark of the day. So
tell us your thoughts on that.
Funky cheeses, different kinds of sexy stuff. I'm dying to know. Thank you again. It's been a pleasure.
I love cheese. I love cheese. I love cheese. I really love the cheese. I love Swiss and jalapeno jack. I would love cheese from